Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. She is the home problem solver. She's the founder of Housewares America, Inc. She is basically, by now, surely you're the owner of HSN, Debbie.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you own that place over there now, right?
Well, not quite.
When are you going to be on again? But folks, her green bags, her green boxes, her green cargo ships, those are the ones carrying her green bags around the world, green cargo ships. The green airplanes, all that, and the cake cutter, right? Is that the same,
yes.
Right?
And many more.
And the pie cutter, and the muffin cutter, and there's all this stuff. Folks, it's all about putting food in your mouth. That's the reason I love her so much.
It's all about not wasting your food.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they're available wherever. They're available in the stores, right?
Yes, in the stores and always on HSN and through at the website. It'll actually be connected to a commerce site.
But right, and ladies, I know you love her. And so when are you going to be on HSN again?
On August 2nd, I'm going to have a 24-hour event.
How are you going to do that? They bring in a cot for you or something?
There's actually a very nice green room with a bed.
They hook you up with an IV and feed you through an IV out there and all that time?
Yeah, by the end of the day, you wish you had. But it's
August 2nd, 24 hours of Debbie Meyer. That's I can't imagine anything more wonderful than that. 24 hours of Debbie Meyer, right?
You're so sweet.
Only thing close to that would be maybe 24 hours of Jim Blasingame. Talk about a dream come true for so many people, right? Hello. So DebbieMeyer.com. Be sure to check that out. Debbie, tell us what else do we need to know about listening?
I think that if you're not listening to what's being said, you're just wasting your time. Why are you there? If you weren't prepared to hear, why are you anyplace? Even when you sit in front of the television, you know, there was an old Jerry Seinfeld bit where he said, men are not interested in what's on, they're interested in what else is on. that's the point of engagement. You have to make a stand. You're going to listen to something, even if it's for, you know, a limited period of time. If you're in a sales situation, a business situation, if you're not in a personal situation, if you are not listening to what's being said to you, you're wasting your time, and you're certainly wasting the time of the person who's trying to convey something to you.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very least, have respect for the moment. And if you don't want to hear any more of it, in some situations it's possible to say, okay, you know what, I think we've said it all. You know, the conversation's over, whatever, the conference ends. But you never know what's going to come out of that other person. You never know what gem will fall out of their mouth, what piece of information. As a salesperson, engage with your ears, not with your mouth. And you will learn things, because people who are allowed to speak generally give up more information than they intended to in the first place.
Well, this works especially well with your employees, too.
Absolutely.
Because you need to hear what's on their mind. Because you've hired them, you know, we don't hire too many people for their backs anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
We hire them mostly for their brains these days.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and
go ahead.
And I'm sorry, they're actually, and the younger generation, and I'm not using that pejoratively in any way, but I'm definitely not in the younger generation, but people now tend to be all teched up. They've got a lot of devices, not a lot of means for staying in touch with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in touch with the person who's in front of you. That's one of my biggest takeaways here.
We're losing that in society these days.
Yeah. And you have to make a conscious effort.
And it's not just the young people doing this.
No, true. I know, because we've all learned how to use devices.
Right. And it's not just email. It's the apps and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
That's taken our attention. We've got to find a way to get back to humanity, don't we? I mean,
yeah.
This is being human with each other is we. I don't think this is good for the future of our race, of our species. I guess I should say, for humanity. If we don't start being able to interact with each other and talk to each other, as you say, and listen. Debbie, I need your website one more time, please.
It's Debbie Meyer, DebbieMeyer.com.
All right. And also, August 2nd on HSN, wall-to-wall coverage of all things Debbie for 24 hours. So check that out. And maybe that'll take your mind off some of the politics, the political conventions going on. Hey, Debbie, thanks again for being here. Come back soon. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back. But I got to take a quick break right now. Jim Blassie game reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.